Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
What do you think of this picture I did for my art class?
Oh.
Let's see. I say it looks like a Bulls Brigade that just got hit by a truck.
Well, you just don't understand abstract design, Willis.
Oh, you have to look at the colors. That's a design. It has a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it look like to you, Dad?
A bowl of spaghetti got hit by a truck.
So now I know why Van Gogh cut off his ear.
Hey! Guess what? Guess what?
What?
Guess what just happened? I saved a dog from being run over.
You're kidding.
Really? Tell us about it.
Well, I was staring at some cupcakes in a bakery window when this dog ran out into the street. So I ran after it and carried him back to the curb.
What? I have always told you never to run out into the traffic.
Well, yeah, but nobody ever told the dog.
You could have been her.
But that dumb dog was standing in the middle of the street so frozen, he looked like a popsicle with a tail.
Well, I don't fear a hero. Just like when Superman saved Lois Lane from the killer eggplant.
Well, I'll bet the owner of that dog was very grateful, Arnold.
I never saw the owner. The dog ran away when everybody picked me up and kissed me and pinched my cheeks. See how swollen they are? I look like Miss Piggy with mumps.
Well, thank goodness you weren't hurt, and we're very, very proud of you.
We sure are.
Nice going, Arnold.
Mwah, thanks. Think I'll go upstairs and tell my goldfish Abraham. He'll be happy to hear I saved a fellow pet.
Yeah.
Kimberly, aren't you done in there yet? Come on, give someone else a shot at it.
Now, what's the big deal? I've only been in there for a few minutes.
Yeah, a few minutes short of a week.
I just wanted to say goodnight, kids. Listen, I'm going downstairs to the tenants' meeting.
Dad, please be careful you don't embarrass me.
Embarrass you? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Dad'll tell everyone that I saved a dog and what a big hero I am, and pretty soon people will be stopping me in the halls asking me for my autograph.
Arnold, I'm sure nobody's going to ask you for your autograph.
And they'll put my picture up all over the building, and I won't be able to step outside the apartment without being mobbed.
Arnold.
And they'll probably name the building after me, Chateau Arnold. And before you know it, there'll be a book about me and then a movie. I hope Richard Pryor is available.
You talk about a wild imagination.
And he only saved a dog. Think what he'd be like if he saved a horse.
Arnold, listen. To save you any possible embarrassment, I promise you that when I go to that meeting, I won't say one word about your heroic act.
Come on, you can say a few words. Just don't let it get out of hand.
Have a good night's sleep, kids.
All right. Wait a minute, Kimberly. Before you renew your lease on the bathroom, I need a Band-Aid.
Ooh, what do you need one for, Arnold?
Well, it's turning red where the dog scratched me.
Let me see that. Hey, Arnold, that's not a scratch. It's a bite.
Well, he didn't really bite me. He just wrapped his mouth around my hand and pressed down with his teeth.
Arnold, he broke the skin. I better have Daddy look at that. You know, that dog could have had rabies.
What's rabies?
It's a disease you can get when a dog bites you.
I'm gonna go get Daddy.
What kind of disease is it, Willis?
Dog disease. People hardly ever get it. Don't worry, Arnold.
That's easy for you to say. While you were here watching TV, I was out on the street with Jaws 3.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up rabies in the encyclopedia. Rabies. Ah, here it is. Rabies. The official leader of a Jewish congregation. Getting rabies makes you Jewish?
Let me see that. That's not rabies, that's rabies.
Here it is, rabies. An acute virus.
I don't care how acute it is, I don't want it.
Rabies is a very serious disease, often found in dogs. You sure you want to hear this?
Yeah, something terrible's gonna happen. I want to know in advance. I'd hate to die with a dumb look on my face.
I'm gonna die. A dog that has rabies grows nervous and restless, and it begins to snarl and growl at imaginary objects. Soon the dog begins to froth at the mouth and go crazy. At this stage, it is called a mad dog. Oh, what are you doing?
I suddenly feel like a cocker spaniel.
Now sit down. If a dog carrying rabies bites a human being, it can be very dangerous, causing a serious illness and possibly... Oh, well, you don't need to hear any more of this.
Wait a minute. Hold. Let me see that. Oh, no. This thing could kill me.
No way, Arnold.
Yes, it could. We're talking dead, gone, finished. Rest in peace.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
I will.
I promise you. Now, why don't you go get ready for bed and go brush your teeth?
Okay, Willis. Maybe a shot of toothpaste will calm me down.
Hey, Willis. Where's Arnold?
In the bathroom.
Okay. Arnold!
Oh, no, it's too late.
What's too late?
He's foaming at the mouth.
I can't believe that's toothpaste.
Not just toothpaste. It has a magic ingredient that makes my teeth sexy.
Arnold, why didn't you tell me about this dog bite before?
Well, I didn't think it was important.
Arnold, you go in and wash it, and I'll give Dr. Padnick a ring, okay?
Dr. Padnick? Does that mean I've got rabies?
Don't worry, you're fine, Arnold.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
Not a thing, little brother.
Well, you better have a leash handy in case I start acting funny around fire hydrants.
Dr. Padnick? Phil Drummond. I'm sorry to bother you at home, but Arnold was bitten by a dog. It got away, and I thought I'd better check with you. No, the bite doesn't look bad at all. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm.
Poor Arnold, just doing a good deed and then having to worry about being bitten.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't save an old lady with no teeth.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'll give you a call tomorrow then. Thank you, Dr. Padnick. Goodbye.
What'd he say, Dan?
He wants to see Arnold in the morning. And I want us to find the dog that bit Arnold so we're sure that it had its rabies shot.
What if we can't find it?
Well, in that case, I'm afraid Arnold may have to start a series of shots. 20 of them.
20?
His little butt's not big enough for 20.
He won't be getting the shots there. For rabies, they give them in the stomach.
His stomach?
Oh, man, we gotta find that dog.
Now, listen, you two. Let's not say a word about this to Arnold. Now, this is really one time where what he doesn't know won't hurt him, okay?
Okay.
Ah! My hands are so clean, I could eat off of them. Not a bad idea. I'm gonna go down to the refrigerator to feel the merchandise.
Hold it, Arnold. Listen, Dr. Padnick wants to take a look at your bite in the morning.
I'll send him a snapshot.
He just wants to have a look at it.
I wonder if the dog lives in the neighborhood. If he does, Arnold could spot him right away.
Yeah. His owners have to take it out sometimes to do his thing.
Unless they've got an indoor tree.
Let's all get a good night's sleep so we can make a fresh start in the morning.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Arnold.
Good night, Arnold. Sleep tight. Don't let the monkeys get you in the night.
All right. Bye. Good night, Willis.
Good night, brother.
Roof! Roof!
Arnold, quit clowning around.
I'm not clowning, Willis. I suddenly got this urge to bark. I must have rabies.
I told you, you haven't got rabies. Your tongue hangs out a lot, but it's not rabies. I guarantee it.
I hope you're right, Willis, because if not, it'll say on my tombstone, "Here lies Arnold Jackson. His guarantee ran out."
Well, good night, honey.
Oh, good night, Daddy. I'm just going to go to the kitchen and get a glass of milk, and then I'm going off to bed.
Okay. If you need me, call me down at the tenants' meeting. The number's right there on my desk.
Okay.
Okay. Hello? Oh, hello, Dr. Padnick. Oh? Well, I'm very glad you called. Yes, thank you. Good night, Doctor.
What is it, Daddy?
Well, it's more important than ever that we find the dog that bit Arnold.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't want Arnold to hear this because it'll only upset him. But Dr. Padding said that when he reported the dog bite to the Department of Health, they told him that there was a stray dog in this area that is suspected of having rabies.
Oh, no. Poor Arnold.
Oh, that was the best time I ever had at the doctor's. No shots, no pills, and two lollipops.
Now, I told you everything would be okay.
Here, you two can have them because you both are so worried about me and tried to make me feel better. And I insist that you take them, and I won't take no for an answer.
You keep them.
Okay.
Now, we still have to find that dog that bit you, Arnold.
Yeah. You want to find out that dog you saved is okay, right, Arnold?
Yeah, I guess. Let me go put these suckers away. I'm laying in a supply in case we hit hard times.
Later, Arnold. Right now, we have to know what that dog that bit you looks like. Do you think you can describe it?
Yeah, it was your usual dog. Four legs, one tail, two ears, and a wet tongue.
That's a dog, all right.
What about the dog's size? Was it small, medium, or large?
I don't know. I was saving his life, not buying him a shirt.
Well, Arnold, he couldn't have been too big. You said you carried him back to the curb.
Yeah, but he was pretty heavy, though. I think he had a double chin.
Arnold, could you show us with your hands how big he was?
Let me see. This is it. This size.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, because when I held him like this, his tail went up my nose.
Arnold, could you be a little more specific? It's very important.
It's hard to remember because everything happened so fast.
Arnold, maybe it would help if you cleared everything from your mind and we help you reconstruct what actually happened yesterday.
Come on, Arnold, concentrate and try to picture the scene in your mind.
Okay.
Are you concentrating?
Well, my right eye is, but my left eye has a mind of its own.
Concentrate harder, Arnold.
Okay. I'm concentrating.
Not so hard, Arnold. You look like you're trying to lay an egg.
It feels like it, too. All right. I'm tuning in. I see it now.
Where are you, Arnold?
I'm walking down the street, and I'm stopping in front of the bakery window.
What do you see?
Paradise. Chocolate eclairs, strawberry shortcake.
Not that. Arnold, what do you see in the street?
In the street, I see a blue convertible, but I can't remember the license plate.
The dog, Arnold. Think about the dog.
Got it.
You do?
Yes. The license plate number was 987YIP.
Arnold, please. Concentrate on the dog.
Now, I'm getting to it. Now, I gotta do this my way. Okay. Aha! There he is.
The dog?
Yes.
What kind of a dog is it? Is it a poodle?
Nah, this is one of them mixed up dogs.
You mean a mutt?
Yeah, the kind that looks like he's been hanging out in a pool room.
What color was the dog, Arnold?
Well, he was dog color. Sort of crossed between my ear moss and a meatloaf.
Hey, well, that's brownish.
Good job, Arnold. We're looking for a medium-sized brownish meatloaf. I mean mutt. All right, look, gang, here's what we're going to do. We're going to split up, and everybody's going to look for the dog that Arnold has just described, and we will meet back here in exactly 2 hours.
Okay. Me and Arnold will be a team.
Right. I'll be BJ, you be the bear.
And listen, if you come across a stray dog, don't go near him. You don't want to risk being bitten. Call the pound or call the police. 911.
Well, let's get going. This is prime time for dog walking.
Right. And we can walk faster than they do because we don't have to carry pooper scoopers.
And remember what I told you kids now.
911.
If you see a stray dog,
right.
You have to look at the color.
Oh, man. Phew. I'm tired. I look so close at those dogs, I feel like I'm on a first-name basis with their fleas.
You know what I think, Arnold? You wouldn't know the dog that bit you if it came up and bit you.
Well, maybe I wouldn't. But what's the difference if you don't find the dog?
There's a big difference.
Why? I've already been to the doctor, and he didn't even shoot me in my rear bumper.
No. Not yet.
Would you run that not yet by me again?
Never mind.
What do you mean, never mind? You can't drop a not yet on a person, then hit him with a never mind.
Sit down, Arnold. Listen, I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but you're not taking this serious enough. If we don't find that dog, you're going to get a lot of shots.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about Dr. Padden giving you 20 shots.
20? There'll be more holes in my butt than in a golf course.
It won't be in your butt, Arnold. It'll be in your stomach.
My stomach? All the food will leak out.
Well, Arnold, the shots won't be that bad. They probably won't even hurt.
Willis, you're pretty brave with my belly.
Come on, Arnold, you can handle it.
Oh, no, Willis, I ain't going. I'd be too busy looking for a dog.
You mean the one that bit you?
No, Greyhound. I'm hopping a bus and leaving town.
Look, Arnold, you stay here in case Dad and Kimberly find the dog. I'm going to go look some more.
Okay, Willis, hang.
Come on, don't worry. You'll be fine.
You hear that, Abraham? 20 shots in my stomach. I know. I'm gonna make sure we find that dog. If Dad brings any home, I'll just pick one and say that's the dog that bit me. Poor Abraham. You're lucky you're a fish. Nobody ever sticks a needle in you. They only fry you or bake you.
Willis! Arnold! Are you here?
Hi.
Hi.
Willis is still out looking.
Well, we found some dogs for you to look at, Arnold.
I hope it's one of them.
Oh, it will be. I mean, it could be if it is, but if it isn't, it won't be. But on the other hand, who knows?
Would you folks mind coming in now, please? Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Arnold, these people were nice enough to come up here and help us. Now, do you recognize any of these dogs?
Oh, now, let me see. Got it. I think that this dog...
Oh, I'm afraid I forgot to get him his rabies shot.
I think this dog isn't the one. Moving right along.
Sir, You're sure your dog was loose in this area yesterday, right?
Right, loose.
And you had your rabies shot, right?
Me? No. The dog, yes.
Well, Arnold, what do you think?
Now, don't rush me. I want to be sure. Now then, this one looks familiar. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is the dog that bit me.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, that's great.
My dog couldn't bite you.
Why not?
He's got no teeth.
Well, then that couldn't be him.
Maybe he gummed me?
Good days, huh? Thank you, sir. Now, what about this other dog, Arnold?
Let's see. Oh, boy. Suit up. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Now, this one looks familiar.
Arnold, is this the one that bit you yesterday?
Well, now that I take a good look at her, she sure looks like the one.
I was afraid of that. My sister walked her yesterday, and she could have gotten away.
The dog or your sister?
Yep, this is the dog that bit.
Are you positive this time, Arnold?
Positive. Definitely, no doubt about it. This is the dog that bit me.
Well, then that settles it. I'm certainly glad we found him. You said she had all her shots, didn't
you? Oh, yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming up and bringing your dog. We appreciate it very much. Sorry for the inconvenience.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
And I think you had the cutest dog.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I'll just call Dr. Patnick and tell him everything's all right.
You know, Arnold, we're very lucky we got him on the first try.
Hey, everybody, I found him!
That's him. That's the little darling that saved my Sydney.
My son saved your dog?
Yes, he did. But he ran off before I could thank him.
Well, now, that's strange. He just identified another dog that he saved.
Oh, well, she's got me mixed up with another short black kid with a winning smile.
No. It was you, young man. And I'm going to give you a $25 reward.
$25? I'll have to add a new wing to my piggy bank.
Wait a minute, Arnold. You can't accept that reward. This isn't the dog you saved.
Well, now that I think about it, maybe it is. He's got the same breath.
Arnold, you've been sniffing all those dogs too long. I think you loosened your brain.
But Arnold, you had positively identified that other dog.
Oh, well, that other dog was an imposter. He was pretending that he was the dog I saved.
Now, Arnold, let's have the truth. Is this the dog you saved?
Yeah, this is the one.
Then why did you tell us it was the other one?
Well, because I was afraid of getting all those 20 shots.
How did you know about that?
I told him, Dad.
Boy, Willis, telling you a secret is like putting it on the 6 o'clock news.
So I disobeyed you, Dad. But I thought Arnold had a right to know about it.
You know, Willis, maybe you're right.
Well, you don't have to worry about Sidney. He's had his rabies shots.
Well, that's a great relief.
And I really do want to give Arnold his reward.
Well, Arnold accepts.
I think Arnold would rather give the money to the shelter for animals. Wouldn't Arnold?
I guess Arnold would. Give it to some orphan chihuahua.
Hey, thank you very much for coming up and helping us and bringing Sidney.
You're more than welcome. All right, Sid, it's time for din-din. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
I guess I almost made a big mistake, didn't I?
I guess you did, Arnold. Rabies is a very serious disease. That's nothing to fool around with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you still saved a dog's life, Arnold.
So you're still a hero.
Well, in that case, let's go out to lunch and buy me a big hero sandwich.
You got it.
Bust the jeans. different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.